So I've got Tyler Michael with me here on the phone, and we're talking about not-so-sober Shakespeare. That's not its real name. So if you go looking for it, it's got a different word in there, just in case. So this is happening January 30th up at UPH in Saratoga Springs. Tyler, what is this?
What a great question. So what we've done is rehearsed a very serious Shakespeare play, a very lovely, beautiful production. And then instead of showing you that, we have spent 4 hours prior to our performance getting an actor a little drunk, and they're going to go on stage and they're going to just do whatever their heart desires. And we're going to do our best to get to the end of the play.
Wow. So now, is it a different actor each time that you do this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it rotates. So we have different actors, different characters playing. I actually don't even know who's drinking the night we're going to be in New York with y'all. But it what's wild is it's different every night. So even if it was the same actor in the same role, I have no idea what's about to happen when they step on stage.
When you guys are getting ready the day of, that's when the person obviously is getting drunk. Do you know at that point who's getting drunk?
Yeah, we'll know the day of for sure. Yeah. We always have a backup in case they're not feeling physically or emotionally good to drink that night. But if they're feeling good 4 hours beforehand, we crack that first beverage and we start our slow and steady journey towards drunk.
All right. But everybody else in this is sober.
Yes. But let me tell you, that drink at the end of the show tastes so fantastic after 2 hours of dealing with a drunk actor ourselves.
All right. So you're on stage and you guys, I think if I remember right, you guys are doing Hamlet when you come, right?
Yep.
To Saratoga. So when you're on stage and you're doing this, what kinds of things happen?
What an excellent question. We have secret relationships revealed. We have articles of clothing removed. We have people kissing.
What? Hold on.
I can't make any promises, but I will say my last show, I think 2 weeks ago down in South Carolina, we ended that entire performance all in our boxers. I don't know how we got there, but we got there.
Oh, my gosh. And you said something about secret relationships. Now, wait a minute here. Does they go off script then, essentially?
Oh, absolutely. The drunk actor takes the story wherever they want, and it's the sober cast job to either ignore what they've said or, more interestingly, incorporate it into the show and do our best to make it feel like it's always been part of the Shakespeare story all along, even though I don't. Often it's very much not, but we do our best to improvise, incorporate, include, and just make it feel like it was meant to be there all along.
We're talking with Tyler Michael from Not So Sober Shakespeare, not its real name, which is happening January 30th at UPH in Saratoga Springs. I guess one of the questions I would have for you is, how do you actually prepare for this to happen? Obviously, you guys rehearse these things, so you've rehearsed the play, but you rehearse it sober, I assume.
There's no alcohol involved in our rehearsal process. So if you are someone who loves Shakespeare and wants some serious, beautiful Shakespeare, we're going to give you some of that for sure. But what we do is we really ground ourselves in the characters and the stakes and what we want. And so then when the drunk actor includes all sorts of silly things, we can go back to that. We know who we are. We know our relationships. We know the story. We're going to do our best to try and get this train back on the tracks, even though they may have taken it quite far off.
And you mentioned something about going down to your boxers in a recent performance. What's the wildest thing that's actually happened on stage? Can you even reveal that? I don't know.
I can't even think of the most wild thing because there have been so many, but I do have a very fond memory of just 2 weeks ago sitting on stage on an audience member's lap while she rubbed my nipples while I was on phone with my mom, my actual mom on speakerphone, talking to her with the audience hearing.
Oh my.
You never know what's going to happen. And I think that's the joy of it. We love Shakespeare. We love theater. We love performance. We love the wild. And we just want audiences to have a good time. And I honestly don't think there's a better time than Not So Sober Shakespeare.
Tyler, I am wondering, you mentioned about how serious you all are about Shakespeare itself. So Shakespeare's text is quite sacred to some folks and certainly ripe for reinvention to some others, like what you guys are doing. What have you learned about doing these plays by performing them in this kind of chaotic and comedic format?
I think what I really learned is that we put Shakespeare on this wonderful pedestal, and I think there's a beauty in destroying that pedestal and then building it back up again, because there is such universal beauty in that language. And I think what I've learned most is we can shock audiences with surprises and shirts off and swears and audience participation. But then there are moments when just two sober actors are on stage doing Shakespeare, and it's getting audiences to laugh and to cry and to ooh and to ah. And I think that just speaks to how timeless Shakespeare is and how delightful it is. And we get to bring it to audiences for the first time for many people. And I think it's just the best.
It sounds like it's the best. It sounds like you have a whole lot of fun doing this.
Oh yeah. There's no way I could keep doing it for 10 years, anything for 10 years, if I didn't have so much fun doing it. And it's literally my favorite thing, and I cannot wait to bring it to y'all.
All right. So let's invite everybody too. So this is going to be January 30th up at the Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs. Not So Sober Shakespeare, not its real name. We just can't say the real name on the radio, but I've got Tyler Michael with me. And Tyler, knowing that you can't tell us what to expect, what can we expect?
I think you can expect to laugh. I think you can expect to be shocked. I think you can expect to leave with your heart a little bit lighter. I think there's beauty and delight in escapism theater, and then there's beauty and delight in beautiful Shakespeare. So come on, come by, come laugh, come forget your troubles for a little bit, and come crack one open with us.
It'll be fun. Not So Sober Shakespeare, again, not its real name, January 30th, UPH in Saratoga Springs. We'll put a link to the actual name in our website when I post this. All right. Tyler, thank you so much.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing y'all.